Mark Attanasio made his millions as a money manager for pension funds and foundations, including the arch-conservative Bradley Foundation of Milwaukee. Now he's trying to line up Wisconsin investors to aid his effort to buy the Brewers for a reported price of more than $200 million. Attanasio says he intends to establish a residence in Milwaukee and get involved in community doings. He says, like the soon-to-sell Selig family, he wants to own the Milwaukee Brewers for at least 35 years.
And hopefully that will answer any questions about whether we want to move the team or anything like that. We're frankly here because of Milwaukee, because of the team, because of the city, because of the tradition.
Attanasio says he plans no major changes to the team's field managers or front office personnel, but still thinks the Brewers can win. The team has had 12 straight losing seasons. Lake Forest College economist Robert Boddy says one of Attanasio's hardest jobs will be to restore the faith of fans who spent millions of dollars on Miller Park and still have a loser.
He's going to have to demonstrate to fans and demonstrate early that he's committed to producing a winner. And we know from the statistical work that we've done and the statistical work that I've done that there is nothing that explains to any greater degree fan support than competitiveness on the field.
The Brewers drew more than 2 million customers this year, but that's partly because they had a winning record in the first half of the season and lured a lot of fans from Chicago for games with the Cubs. The Brewers slumped badly after the All-Star break. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.